This is Sabres Hockey. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Sabres pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, it's time to drop the puck on another high school hockey season, our 38th campaign this year on WOGO Radio. Tonight it's the CFM Sabres hosting the state runner-up last year, the Superior Spartans. I'm Greg Stewart. Along with me tonight, not Michaela Hogan, but Tony Menard, longtime head coach of the Sabres program, and decided it was time to hang it up, at least temporarily, hang the skates up. 9 years behind the bench here in Chippewa and a state title 3 years ago. Tony, thanks for coming up to the booth. And
appreciate
love to have your,
be up here,
your wisdom up here and your years of experience of coaching. And what a run it was for you as head coach of this program.
It it started off a little shaky right away. First couple years, I think we were just trying to figure out what our identity was going to be. And then you could see the girls start to buy in the program and start to believe in each other and what we wanted to do up here. And slowly over time, we went from just being CFM to, the CFM Sabres, really try to include all the schools in our co-op. And shortly thereafter, we were able to have a good run over the COVID year and ended up bringing home a state championship and had some really nice years following that. Last year, I think, was we had 14 wins in the regular season. That's one of the highest regular season win total that we've had as in a program. And looking forward to the future. We have a lot of good, young, talented players coming back from last year, but also a new coach, and Coach Kate, who brings a lot of experience at that high level, at the D1 level, playing for Boston College back in the late 2000s.
Yeah, Caitlin Dougherty, captain at BC, and a great program there. We'll get to meet her on the radio in just a few minutes after the meeting with the referees and the captains of the team and assistant captains of this team. So talk to me, Tony, about the process of letting go. 9 years of coaching this program, I'm sure your skates almost came out of the closet ready to go in September. Let's go skating, right?
Yep. And like I said, before the game, this is the first year since 2005 that I haven't stepped on the ice for the high school opener.
Yeah.
That goes back to my freshman year at Eau Claire North. So it definitely was a different feeling, but hopefully it's a small step back for me right now in my coaching career, and hopefully I can take a couple big leaps here moving forward once I'm able to get settled into some other things outside of hockey and be able to really hopefully make more of a career out of it down the road.
So you got a different perspective up here in the booth, and we're going to meet the new coach of the CFM Sabres right now, Caitlin Dougherty. Great college hockey player, captain at BC, helped that team to Beanpot championships and NCAA appearances. And, Coach, welcome to Chippewa Falls.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, terrific to have you here. Let me get your mic. Let me make sure you're on the air everywhere here. And, okay, let me. All right, 1, 2, 1, 2. There we go.
Okay.
All right. So we're glad to have you here. Talk to me about the process of how you wound up here in Chippewa Falls and took the job at CFM.
All right. Yeah, no, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I've been East Coast my whole life, and my husband actually took a job coaching for the Chippewa Steel. We're a big hockey family. And so we moved a little over a year ago out to the Chippewa area, and I got involved with the youth program and doing some skills. I'd jump on the ice when I can with the I was working with the boys' high school team a little bit in the summer and the fall. I did some youth skills, and through that I met a lot of different awesome people at the rink and through the schools. And when Tony ended up stepping down. I had got some phone calls about just going in for a conversation, and luckily here I am.
Yeah, I know Mike Thompson, the AD, said you're going to be excited about the new coach, and we really are glad to have you here. First game of your first season, you got to be pumped right now, huh?
I'm very excited. I know Tony leaves some big shoes to fill, and it's going to be a good challenge. I think playing Superior, you know, state runner-up in our first game, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good to kind of see what we have and get our skates going and our feet underneath us, and just a good challenge to start the year.
Yeah. Now, you played at an elite level of college hockey at Boston College. Played pro hockey for, I think you told me, a season.
Yes.
How do you use that enormous amount of intelligence, hockey intelligence? How does that translate to your team?
I think the biggest thing is we've spent the first 2 weeks talking about good habits, and whether it's at the professional level, collegiate, Division One or Three, like having the same habits on and off the ice, being good teammates, always being the hardest working team on the ice. That's something we set as a team goal, and we, you know, regardless of what the score, winning or losing, tying, we want to always play the same way, have a positive attitude, and be the hardest working team. So we've talked a lot about that. The girls have asked great questions about my experience and what it's like, and I've said to them, it's going to feel the same way that I felt in college as we're going to feel here. So we're going to treat the game the same, we're going to have the same mindset, and hopefully that's going to carry over into the on-ice play as well.
Yeah, you've had 2 weeks to work with these young ladies, and I think the first week you wanted to concentrate on skating, stamina.
Yes.
You want to finish games, want to finish shifts. That kind of thing, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The first week was a lot of getting back on the ice and into shape, and for me to get to know them as players and people. And, we're numbers are a little short this year, so we said to the girls, we're going to do a lot of skating, and it's not a punishment or a consequence. It's part of high-level hockey, and it's getting, you know, your lungs and your legs ready for what the season's going to entail, because it's going to be a lot of ice time.
Yeah, you had 2 weeks. You probably wish you had 4 or 6 weeks
these
young ladies to get ready.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Two weeks is all you're giving.
Yeah, 2 weeks was great. At the beginning, I saw, so much practice beforehand, but then quickly I was like, I wish there was more. Always wish there's more.
For sure. Well, like you say, you're playing a little underhanded here. You know, you don't have all your hands on deck here.
Mm-hmm.
Paige is not with this team right now. She had a volleyball injury.
Mm-hmm.
It might be another month before she's out there for you. Has she connected with, she's staying connected with the team, and how are you handling Paige being out, one of the captains of this team?
No, losing Paige, obviously that's a big loss, but she's been tremendous in how she handles it. She has not missed a practice. She comes to every single practice. She sits on the bench. She helped out in our first scrimmage. She was in the stands with some of the newer players going over some of the positioning plays and rules, and she's just a natural born leader. So whether she's been starting to skate a little bit or just from the bench, she shows up. She's very much so a part of the team, and she's been helping with her experience and knowledge and just leadership. And I know girls have turned to her with questions, and so even though we can't have her on the ice, she's finding any way possible to help off the ice.
All right. Well, Coach Kate, thank you for coming up, and welcome to the Chippewa Valley, to the CFM program. And
Thank you.
Looking forward to watching your team this year.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right, thanks.
That's Caitlin Dougherty, head coach of the CFM Sabres this year, first-year coach. And, she's energetic, and it's going to be interesting to see how she carves her niche with this team, huh?
Oh, definitely. And I think looking at her experience that she's had previously at that college level, like you had mentioned here before the game, is really going to help really bring in some of the girls that have that aspiration on this team. There's a couple girls that are talented enough to get to that next level, but a lot, you know, from us as a coaching staff in the last couple years, you know, Coach Skelton played high school hockey at a very high level, was one of Chippewa's all-time leading scorers. Coach Ryan and I both started coaching as soon as we got out of high school. And so for those girls in this program that have the ability and have the opportunity, you know, Coach Kate's going to be that coach in their corner, telling them the exact things they need to do to get to that next level. And that's just going to help, you know, bring their mentality, bring their focus to finding ways each and every day to create those habits that you talked about to make sure that they get to that next level, and that they're carry on the tradition that's been established now with the girls that are playing at the collegiate level from the last couple teams that we've had over the last handful of years.
All right. We're live tonight from the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's game one of our BOGO hockey season for both CFM and the Chi-High boys hockey team. We'll have their game against Hudson next Thursday night here on BOGO. But tonight it's CFM against the defending state runner-up, Superior Spartans. They already have a game under their belt. They beat Western Wisconsin over at Somerset on Friday, 6-0. And this is the first game of the season for the Sabres. We get to watch them in their initial appearance this 23-24 campaign. We'll be back. This is our pregame show. We'll come back and talk about the Toyson Ford keys to the game. Get you ready for hockey tonight on WOGO. Greg and Tony up here and the Z-Man, Zach Whitecheck, back at our WOGO studios. And we will continue after these words.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
High school hockey tonight on WOGO Radio. Glad to have you along. Greg Stewart along with Tony Menard and Zach Whitecheck back at our WOGO studios. So, Coach, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think the keys are for a CFM victory here tonight against the state runners-up?
Yeah, well, I got three of them. They're pretty simple, and I think if CFM finds a way to do this tonight, you know, they'll give themselves an opportunity to walk out of here with a win, and that's going to start in net with Cassie. You know, she's a senior goaltender. This is her third year that she gets to start in net. And she needs to play at that level, you know, of what you expect out of a senior goaltender. I know last time we had a senior goaltender was Caroline O'Dell, and it was her first opportunity to get a chance to start. And she played out of her mind that year on our way to state. Next, you're going to have to find a way to replace a lot of scoring. Lost a lot of seniors who put the puck in the net last year, also without Paige Steinmetz to start the season. So you got girls like Addie Biskin, Tessa Lysis, and Kimmy Lowell that got to find a way to step up and capitalize on their opportunity. and then you need solid D from a couple of the girls that I think are some top D across, well, at least in Western Wisconsin, if not the state, and Ashley Sloop and Riley Biscuit.
Riley Biscuit. Both played in the selects.
Yep, both played selects, and they're going to have to find a way to keep Superior's high-scoring boards to the outside and in Autumn Cooper and Michaela Rinke. And if they find a way to do that, it should be a competitive game.
Yeah, Cooper's already signed to go to Bemidji State and play there next year. The JV game, Superior was all over CFM 8-0, and hopefully we can turn things around here in this varsity game. But like you say, Paige Steinmetz out. Her mom was up here for the JV game and said her ankle is still black and blue from that high ankle sprain from volleyball. She's going to play volleyball at Mankato. That's a tough injury to get through because it just is a nagger. Just keeps,
especially
keeps
in a hockey, bothering. People are like, oh, you know, you got to skate on it. Yep. It should be fine. You got, it's pretty much a boot, but there's a lot of pressure that happens on your ankles in hockey, whether it's you're skating forward or back. So those transitions, they definitely wear and tear on those ligaments. And, you know, it's better for her right now to just rest it out and get into the beginning of the season.
Yep. You bet. Last year, I remember Brianna was out most of the year as a senior. Now this year, it's kind of a repeat. You got one of your senior players out for a good share of the season. So last season, CFM 14-9-1. They finished second in the BRC at 5-3. Lost to Black River Falls in a tough one here at home in the playoffs, 6-2, kind of a shocker there. But opening up with Superior again, it was last year we opened up with Superior, lost to them 5-1, and got the Spartans again this year.
Yeah, it's a good test for us. I know it's been kind of back and forth the last couple of years. You know, just before they beat us last year, I think we had a streak of beating them like 3 years in a row.
Yep.
So it's
they had some down years.
Yep.
There were, I think, two wins 4 years ago.
Yep.
And then they go from two wins to state runner-up last year.
Yep, so very similar to us a couple years ago where, you know, they were able to find themselves, you know, struggling to find wins and trying to find their identity. And then, you know, you get those right players in the right situation and a culture can change really quick.
Yeah, Superior finished second in the final poll, second in the state. They beat Hudson 3-2 in the state semis out of the BRC, and then lost to the Bay Area De Pere team 3-0 in the state championship game. But quite a run for their head coach, Doug Trenter, who won Coach of the Year honors last year.
Yeah, Doug's a very likable coach. I think he builds a good rapport with his players, and they've found now the way to get to you know, high level and competing and making sure that they're you know, they're gonna be a tough team to play all season, and you know, I think they're gonna be right there at the end of the year competing for a state championship.
Sure. All right, Superior out here right now waiting for CFM to come out of the locker room. Superior in the blue sweaters with the black breezers and black and white trim here. And a crowd coming in from Superior. It's a long way to travel down here, but Spartans have a good crowd and kind of building a winning culture with that state runner-up year last year. And CFM with kind of a new beginning for them with their new coach, Caitlin Dougherty, here tonight, getting the final few words in, I think, with her team right now in that locker room. Do you remember your first game as a head coach?
First game.
What was that like?
It was
9 years ago.
Yeah, it was, you know, Coach Hogan was down on the bench with me. I want to say I don't really remember the first game as much as the two after that. We went over and we played a tournament, and it was just a day tournament. We went over to Stevens Point and ended up beating Fox Cities and Stevens Point. So we ended up starting 2-1 that year.
Man, this is easy.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be
a cakewalk
from there. But the rest of the season, I think we only won 4 games.
Okay.
So it turned around.
You should have quit right there.
So it learned a lot over those 9 years, grew a lot as an individual and as a coach. And
you should have a picture of you up here from that first year compared to now.
You know, I think I had a pea coat on during the game. And
really?
I was like, yeah, I'm like, I've never done that since.
All right, here comes CFM wearing the white jerseys with the black and red trim here tonight. Young ladies from Chi High, McDonald, and Menominee. And Cassie here getting a pat as players go by her. So here's Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, being that this is the first game for the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres, we will be introducing the entire roster for each team. First, let's meet the Superior Spartans. First, junior goaltender, number 1, Kaylee Knowles. Freshman forward, number 3, Paisley Listag. Junior forward, number 4, Isabella Thompson. Sophomore defenseman, number 8, Michaela Geisler. Junior forward, number 9, Kenlyn Thim. Junior forward, number 11, Michaela Reinke. Junior forward and defenseman, number 13, Haley Olby. Sophomore forward, number 14, Olivia Prendergast. Sophomore forward and defenseman, number 15, Alexia Kimmes. Freshman forward, number 16, Alea Harrelson. Junior defenseman, number 17, Katie Stamper. Sophomore forward, number 18, Liz Powell. Junior forward, number 20, Gabriel Olson. Senior forward, number 21, Autumn Cooper. Junior forward, number 22, Emma Furr. Junior forward, number 23, Olivia Visker. Sophomore forward, number 24, Ella Larson. Sophomore forward, number 27, Eddie Benson. Sophomore defenseman, number 28, Maddie Bashan. And sophomore goaltender, number 30, Rachel Weisware. Head coach for the Spartans, Doug Trunner. Assistant coaches, Brett Olson and Ronald Brake Jr. And now introducing the 2023-24 Triple Falls Menominee Sabres. First, senior goaltender, number 1, Cassandra Hare. Junior forward, number 4, Daisy Swingpole. Junior forward, number 6, Addison Biska. Freshman defenseman, number 7, Ellie Ash. Sophomore defenseman, number 8, Riley Biska. Freshman defenseman, number 9, Ella Hewson. Senior forward, number 10, Kelsey Sieber. Senior forward, number 11, Elena Hine. Freshman forward, number 12, Olivia Hare. Senior forward, number 15, Michaela Mocha. Junior defenseman, number 17, Ashley Sloot. Senior forward, number 18, Maya Post. Senior forward, number 19, Kinley Locks. Sophomore forward, number 20, Tessa Lysis.
Who's the other goaltender?
Dowd.
And sophomore goaltender, number 30, Aubrey Dowd.
We had her crossed out.
Head coach for the Sabres, Caitlin Dougherty. Assistant coaches, Ryan Culp and Emily Ball.
There you go. The starting lineups and the entire rosters of both teams here as we get you set for high school hockey on WOGO and CFM, the Sabres against the Superior Spartans next here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy! Came in off the wall, just pumped one in.
advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Tonight, it's high school hockey, our season opener. Greg Stewart, along with former head coach of the Sabres, Tony Menard, and Zach Whitejack, the Z-Man, back in the WOGO studios. Excited about this one, and fun to kick off the season with your coach up here in the booth.
Appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. It's nice to be able to come up here and watch the game and have an opportunity to have the conversation with you and broadcast it to everyone out there listening.
Absolutely. It's on Cards TV. They're having some audio technical problems, so if you want to hear the broadcast, then tune in to WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, 680 AM, or WOGO.com. But if you go to our sports schedule page, you can click on the link there, and we can link you right to Cards TV to watch the action here tonight as well. So you got the goaltending matchup for the Spartans. It's a junior, Kaylee Nault. She's already got one game under her belt here. Comes in with a save percentage of 1,000 and didn't allow a goal against Western Wisconsin, beat them 6-0. Goals against average, zeros across the board. She is 1-0. And Cassie Hare in net, and you said it's one of the keys of the game for her to play well here tonight.
Yeah, and Cassie has the ability
to. Senior.
Yep. Cassie's got the, you know, it's her third year as a starter. She's got the ability. She's shown the ability to keep Chippewa in the game, Chippewa Falls Menominee. And, you know, she's going to have to do it here, being down page 9 minutes. So, you know, Chippewa's really going to have to find a way to capitalize on scoring and make sure that they're not giving up a whole lot on the back end.
So play solid, play your angles, maybe settle it down, and don't take too many chances. Huh? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. I think if CFM finds a way to play really well in their defensive zone and take advantage of their opportunities in the offensive zone, it's going to be a close game.
All right, a couple of seniors and a sophomore on the forward line for CFM. It's Lau and Post, the seniors. Tessa Lises is the sophomore on the left wing. The defensive pair, Riley Biskin, who had a big goal in that Selects series, game winner, and over in Sioux Falls. And with her is Ella Cusum, who is a freshman on that first defensive pair. Superior will go with Renke, Cooper, and Ferg on their forward line. One senior, Cooper, and flanked by a couple of juniors in Renke and Ferg, and all three of those players really good. They've loaded up a line there, and defensively it's Bashand and Geisler. For their head coach, Doug Trenter. Our reffing crew tonight, Tyler Mueller, Andy Kralenbuehl, and Hannah Storberg, and we are under action. Puck has been dropped, and here we go. Puck in the CFM zone, kicked ahead by the D there. That's Geisler for Superior. Got it onto the tape of her forward. Superior already in the midst of a line change. That second line out there for them, Olsen, Benson, and Haraldson. This one slips past the D as they were in the midst of a change. That allows CFM to put some fresh players on the ice as well. Here is Biskin, Addie Biskin, who strips it off the Superior player's stick as she came in. Biskin rifles it off the wall, and this one's going to float all the way back down in the Superior zone. CFM on the forecheck, but Superior is going to play it out. Here they come. This is Benson carries it across the blue stripe for the Spartans. This one's going to be backhauled toward the Spartan defense and picked up right there by Larson. Here is Ella Larson, walks it on the half wall and then slips a pass down low. That one's cut off by the CFMD, and the Sabres will play it past the blue stripe and out to neutral right here. We're a couple of minutes into the first period, no score on WOGO. This one glanced off the boards right beneath us on the half wall here, and there's a battle right outside the blue line. It's going to slip past the Sabres blue line, and an offsides call right here. So, a couple of minutes in, what do you think?
Yeah, it's looking good so far. CFM's found a couple ways to get that puck out into the neutral zone. Once they get into the neutral zone, they got to make sure that they're staying spread out, staying on their side, and playing their positions well here.
Lau and Cooper, first line centers, matching up here, and Kinley will chug that one into the right wing corner in the Superior zone. Now it's brought out. Here comes Superior into the CFMD zone, and this one slips across the just outside the blue paint in front of Cassie Hare, and it banks off the boards and back out to neutral ice. Now the puck pops up and going to be swept in by Kinley Lau, and she'll peel off on the line change. And that line spent just a few seconds on the ice and keeps some fresh players out there. It's just inside the Superior line. Here's a shot on net, the save right there by Nolte.
Good opportunity there from Tessa, getting a turnover there on the offensive blue line and getting the puck to the net. And I believe it was Maya going hard to the net looking for that rebound.
None given up there by Nolte. She was able to smother the puck, and we'll have the faceoff in the right circle in the Superior zone. This one is floated into the right wing corner. Sabres can't get to it. And here comes Benson for Superior. She was cut off and stick check. The puck floated into the left wing corner, but Superior still has control. This one back to the point. Here is Ava Visker for the Spartans. She tried to hammer one in. That one's cut off as it came in front of Hare, and CFM controls just a few feet inside their own blue line. This went off a Spartan stick and ricochets on the near wall. And now it's going to be floated back in the Superior zone and picked up right there by Geisler. Here is the sophomore defenseman. She'll carry it up and hands off to Kimmis. Kimmis just inside the CFM zone. And this one right against the Sabre symbol on Cassie Hurst's sweater. And she was able to knock it into her glove and hang on.
Yeah, you can see early, Greg, 17 Sloop and 8 Biskin have done a really good job keeping Superior's forwards to the outside.
Well, we saw what they did against Western Wisconsin, beating them 6-0. So they got some firepower out here. Just want to keep them wide as they come into your zone. And scramble for the puck inside the left wing circle. And this one's going to be tipped back to the blue line. Spartans have it. They'll knock it down into the left wing corner. Out in front of Cassie Hare. And now it floats in back of her. Scramble for her on the backboards there. Superior brings it out, trying to set her up. Hare will jump on it. Did she cover it up? Yes, she did. Came around the left post, and she was able to find it. Throw her mid over it. So that'll stop play here with 12:48 left to go. Shots two apiece early on here. No score. Superior and CFM. Face off to the stick side of Cassie Hare. And it's going to be tipped back in the left wing corner. Going to get it is Ellie Ash for CFM. This one's going to be banked off the wall all the way back in the Spartan zone. Coming out is Nolte to leave it for D. Brought up to the forward on the left side, but she can't control, and hammered back in by the Sabres. Picked up there by Geisler. Now she looks up the ice and connects with one of the Spartan forwards coming into the zone very quickly. Here comes Cooper. She marches, walks in on Hare, and she stood her up as she came in. Nice job there by the senior goaltender for the Sabres.
Yeah, really nice save by Cassie. I believe it was one of the Chip or CFM's young defenseman that had a little bit too tight of a gap on Cooper, and if you give her a tight gap, she's going to be able
she
to get around
it,
you.
Can't she?
Yeah.
12-12 left to go. Little equipment repair here for Cassie. Getting her glasses all straightened out, get her helmet on, and she'll be ready to go.
Shout out to Kelsey Siebert, by the way. She's just started playing hockey 4 years ago and ended up being in the starting lineup today.
That's amazing. Good development right there. There's a shot on net. It just ricocheted a little bit wide as Hare was stretched out and just beyond her reach and only missed the net by a few feet, maybe a foot or so. Now it's pinned up on the dasher on the far side. We're going to have our first penalty of the evening right here. A whistle, 11:55 left to go in the period, and CFM is going to be down a player here with the interference call.
Yeah, it looks like Riley Biskin took the penalty there. And, you know, with her being one of your top defensemen, too,
yep.
She's got to find a way this year to make sure that she's staying out of the box to be able to give this team an opportunity, and especially against a high-powered offense like Superior. You know, CFM's going to have their work cut out on this penalty kill.
Absolutely. So the drop inside the Sabres zone. Down to player right here. Nice clean win on the draw. And a shot there by Cooper off that top line. She had a heavy shot. Hit off some traffic out in front and cleared by the Sabres. 1:45 left on the power play. Superior 1-for-2 over at Western Wisconsin, so they're 50% of the man advantage, and now they'll duck it in deep. The wraparound try. Nice save there by Hare, but they still control. Top of the circle on the right side. Here's Cooper, looks it over, trying to hit the forward on the left side. I'm sorry, that was not Cooper. That was Benson on the power play. Over to Cooper. She was on the left side. Cooper still able to find the puck and tries another wrist shot. Right into Cassie Hare, and she'll hang out of that as she was hugging the post on the near side.
CFM did a really good job there staying in their box and really just letting Superior make those passes, but not over-committing too much.
Don't want to run around too much in your own D-zone here, trying to kill off a penalty. 11-12 in the game clock, 1:17 left in the power play. This one back to the point. Fanning on it was Michaela Reinke, and this opens up a chance for CFM to clear it, and trying to catch up to it is Addie Biskin. Biskin flanked by a couple of Superior players. There's a pinch on the near side by Maya Post, and Biskin backed off. They traded places, and here comes Superior up the ice, across the blue line. A quick shot on net, and the save made. This one back to the point. Superior still controls in the corner. CFM trying to lob that one past the D, but it's played down low, and a centering pass by Superior gets all the way back, so no icing on that, and that gives the Sabres a chance to trade up some players here. They put a whole set of four killers right here with 22 seconds left to go. New fresh legs on the ice. And an offsides call right here as Emma Ferg was racing up the ice at the afterburners, and one of the Spartan players was in a little early. 17 seconds left to go. And some pretty good shots at times, but good play by our goaltender, and no score on the power play. Clean win for CFM. They get it back to Ella Husum, and she was able to throw the puck up the ice a little bit, but Superior's got it now on the attack with 6 seconds left to go, and the man advantage tipped off the boards and back out to neutral. Gunned in there by Isabella Thompson, and that'll do it for the power play. So they kill the first power play of the evening off here. One-timer on net. Hare slides over, makes the pad save. Superior still has it. Boy, they just have players right in front of our goaltender. Hare, though, standing up to the pressure. Shots 8-2 in favor of the Spartans with 9:33 left to go on the game clock here. The first, that one off the shoulder of Cassie. The shot taking place a few feet off the left circle. And now it's swept out by the Sabres.
Saw Ashley Sloop trying to clear the puck there. Was out there the whole penalty kill, being one of the top defensemen for CFM, and without the other defenseman, Biskin, did a really good job clearing the puck, so she could have changed there.
Here's Listig for the Spartans. Harassed as she came down low, and this one's going to be cleared. This will probably draw the icing right there, and it does. 8:57 left to go here in the first.
Yeah, and for CFM, they're going to have to slow the game down. Superior is a fast team, and really with only having two lines right now that they're rolling for CFM, you got to find a way to slow it down,
yep,
and take the whistles, catch your breath. So smart plays is getting the puck over the red line and getting those whistles.
Yeah, 8:57 on the game clock here in the first. Bank back to the point for the Spartans. One-timer right on, and this one is angled into the corner by Cassie, and again cleared for the icing call. Right here. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Shots 10-2 in favor of the Spartans. 8:47, the game clock right now here in the first. And the drop inside the CFM zone. And Superior finally able to hang on to the puck, but they have to get back to get everybody on sides. Head Manning pass right now for Maya Post. Couldn't control it, and Spartans turn it back the other direction. Here they come into the zone. Here is Cooper. As she crosses the line, Autumn Cooper into the corner. Going to play at Bemidji State next year. Already signed her letter with that club over there. Playing hockey. 8:12 left to go here in the first period. No score. Banked off the wall. Up right off the bench is Kinley Lau. She found the rock and tried to clear, but the intercept right now by Superior. Stolen away into the right wing corner now. The rub on the wall there. Riley Biskin played a per player into the wall, but here's a shot and it goes in for the Spartans. They kept banging at the door. They finally got one past Cassie Herr. 7:51 left to go on the game clock here. And the Spartans have scored first.
Yeah, that puck came out of the corner and got on net. And just with a young defenseman, Ella Hoosman, just, you know, kind of had her feet back to the shooter there. And Spear was able to get the puck in the net.
So, first goal of the campaign for CFM goes to Superior tonight. They lead it 1-0. The Sabres able to kill off the power play, but unable to beat the Spartans here at equal strength. 9:09, time of that goal here in the first. Olsen from Cooper, Autumn Cooper on the assist, and it's 1-0. 7:19 and counting left to go here in the first. Here is Ella Larson for Superior. Larson tied up a little bit as she tried to pull the trigger on a shot. This one's going to roll back from left to right. And it is Tessa Lysis who's got it for CFM, but she can't control and taken away by Geisler. The defenseman moves in, tries to tip one off the backhand toward the net, and Geisler still deep in the zone. Geisler turns. Ricochets a shot right off Cassie Herr's pads, and this one's going to come all the way back to the point. Held there by Haley Olby. Olby just dropped it deep, and it's going to be cleared, and here's an icing call against CFM. So already, Coach, they look a little gassed out there.
Yeah, they got to find a way to make those tape-to-tape passes. When you're trying to skate into open ice and just aren't connecting on those passes, you get those turnovers on your defensive blue line and the puck stays in. So got to find a way to make a good breakout pass and get that puck up in the neutral zone to try to rest those legs a little bit.
6:39 left to go, first period. Shots 14-2 in favor of Superior, but the game's still in reach here as they lead it 1-0, but they have been attacking all night. Here's Autumn Cooper. Cooper dances in the zone, moves off to her right into the corner. Lots of open ice for her. She's got some good skate and stick handling ability. Cooper just rocking and rolling in the zone, going from left to right. Cooper still with the puck. The drop pass right there over to Emma Ferg, her line mate. Now this one goes into the left wing corner. And Superior controlling the zone right now. Centering pass. This one tipped in toward her. And Cassie Herr with the save right there. And cleared out by CFM. Going back to get it is Katie Stamper for Superior. Stamper and Manny pass. Intercepted right there by Riley Biskin. Hammered in. And this one's going to come across the line, but disrupted by a CFM skate or stick as they came in. So an offsides call right here with 5:38 left to go in this opening period.
Yeah, got to find a way. You know, when Cooper's on the ice, you got to take away. You saw she was able to skate in the offensive zone. You got to take away her time and space and try to get a stick on stick there to knock that puck loose.
Too much time in our zone so far, but still a 1-0 lead for Superior. Drop out at neutral ice. Spartans gather it in. And it's loose right inside the center circle. Picked up now by Gabby Olson, and nearly a pick there by Olivia Herr. Herr, the freshman on this team. Here comes Superior, tip toward the net, saved by Cassandra, and she'll hang out of that puck with 5:12 left to go, and the faceoff coming up in the Sabres zone.
Nice 2-on-1 there by Ashley Sloop. She made sure to force kind of that weak shot pass on net, and Cassie was able to eat it up and make sure that there was no rebound.
5:12 in the game clock. Face off to Cassie's glove side. And it's going to be Kinley Lau directing this one in back of her goaltender. It popped off the back wall right in front of Heron, so she'll throw the glove on it. Playing it very conservatively here. The game's still within reach. A 1-0 lead for Superior. With 5:07 left to go first period. This time, Addie Biskin will take the draw against Isabella Thompson. And this one's going to be thrown all the way down the ice for an icing call right here against the home team.
CFM's forward's got to find a way in the defensive zone to be able to help out the defenseman a little bit. Really try to create some more pressure. I know it's tough when you're rolling two lines. You get a little tired in your defensive zone and you get caught watching, but they really got to make sure that they're creating enough pressure to assist the D play.
Face off, right wing circle. Here is Biskin. Glances this one off the dasher on the far side. Riley Biskin is tied up a little bit, lost the rock, and here it comes back to the top of the circle on the near side. One-timer by Bashand, and that one floated wide. Hit off the inboards, back out to the point. Held right there by Olby. This one ricocheted off the boards and loose out in front of Hare. And it comes to the blue line. CFM trying to tap it across. That was Addie Biskin looking for a pick and a steal right there. And it's right along the CFM blue line. Walking along the blue stripe is Thompson. Tried to come in, lost the puck. And this one is back to the point and across the blue line. So Superior's got to set it up, get their players onside here with 4:10 left to go in the first period. They drop it back for their D. And now up the ice, pass intended for Geisler, the defenseman who jumped into the play. And this one's going to be picked and dumped all the way down again with 3:53 left to go and an icing call here against the Sabres. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The drop in the left wing circle as we're looking down to the ice, and this one's going to be kicked out through neutral all the way back to the Superior D zone. 3:44 left to go. And CFM on the forecheck. That's Olivia Hare. Can't control it, though, coming off the dasher. And here comes Superior. Up the ice comes Reinke. She's got some tools to work with. And Reinke lifts the puck right out in front. The net came off its standards. And we'll reset here with 3:23 left to go with a drop inside the Sabre zone.
Yeah, CFM had an opportunity there on the forecheck and just couldn't get control. And, you know, with this Superior team, it was a quick transition, but a really good two-on-one by Stoop. And, you know, Cassie made a good save there, too.
Shots 18-2 in favor of the visitors here. 3:19 left to go in the period. And the puck loose along the wall, picked up by Cooper, and a hard one-timer. A wrist shot that Bear was able to handle. And she cleared. Here comes Superior. Got the numbers across the line. Is Geisler. Good Geisler stick. Looked off to her left. And here comes a breakaway chance by Addie Biskin. Biskin moves it. Oh, she tried to go right side. And the goaltender, Nault, had that covered. Tried to get her to move right so she could go off and hit the left side of the net. But Nault had that covered. And the breakaway. She's stoned on the breakaway with 2:37 left to go. 1-0 score in favor of Superior. Here is Addie Biskin again. Comes up to the blue line. Biskin lost it. And Superior's got it right now. Here is Haraldson, but an offsides call right here against the Spartans. So we had a chance. Addie Biskin with a chance.
Really heads up play by Sloop getting that puck up to Biskin. And, you know, I think this year Biskin's going to have to, you know, if the Sabres are going to be contending on each game, Biskin's going to have to find a way to capitalize on those opportunities
because
she's going to be that go-to girl, I think, for the season, especially with Steinmetz out.
Yeah, one of the select players along with her sister and Ashley Sloop. And He's got a future here for sure. Here is Riley Biskin, the defenseman. Turns, fires this one up the boards, comes around, out to neutral ice. We got a delayed call against Superior, and there's the touch, a trip call right here on the Spartans. So first chance to take a look at the CFM power play this year.
Yeah, CFM's really going to have to focus on controlling the puck. With Cooper and some of the other girls on Superior, they're going to try to take that opportunity with a little bit more open ice. So you don't want to give up a shorthanded goal here, especially with 2 minutes left in the in the period. CFM's got to find a way to get some opportunities and hopefully get the game tied back up here.
Gabrielle Olson going to sit for two here on the trip call for the Spartans. 2:18 left to go, so most of the rest of the period covered by the power play right here. The Sabres have it. Now they work it down low. Here's a shot taken by Biskin. And that went into the goaltender, Nault. And they corral it at the blue line. And here is Tessa Lysis. Lysis on the half wall. Hands it back to Addie Biskin. Now they drop it around the wall on the near side. Comes back to the point. For Husum. Husum battling to keep the line, keep the puck inside the line, but it's going to be dumped, cleared by the Spartans with 1:25 left to go on the power play. Nice forecheck for them. They grab the puck away inside the CFM zone. Just not enough help for them. Cooper's down there. Cooper, the chaser right here for the Spartans, and CFM will start to change themselves. Addie Biskin comes off. On the line change here on the power play change for the Sabres. It's going to be picked off and dumped by the Spartans with 1:14 left to go, under a minute on the power play left for the Sabres. Here's the breakout chance just ahead of the outstretched hands of Kelsey Sieberts. And this one's going to go all the way back behind the goaltender, Nault, in the Superior zone. Forecheck right now for CFM. Here is Maya Post turning, trying to fire a shot. That one knocked down in front of the net, and it's going to come all the way back just to the CFM blue line with under a half a minute left to go on the power play. 20 seconds now as the time ticks down in this man advantage for CFM. Out to neutral ice. Nice stick right there by Riley Biskin to slow down the charge by the Spartans, as we're down to 8 seconds left to go in the power play. Wrapped around the boards on the far side and picked up there by Ashley Sloop. The time runs out on the man advantage. So both teams 0-for on the power play as we tick it down under 10 seconds to go in the period. Kicked around out of neutral ice, picked up now by Renke. She moves in, tries a hard shot. Oh, she pulled it back, waited. And a big-time save right there by Cassie Hare to keep it 1-0.
Hey, that's a huge save there at the end of the period. You know, we were just getting off of a power play opportunity, so our girls were, a little bit fatigued. They got a turnover with their top two girls, and, you know, like I said, Cassie made a big save there, and that's what's going to have to happen to stay in it. You know, being outshot 20-4 in the first period. Kind of what you were expecting going into the game, but to only be down 1-0 and have a couple opportunities to, you know, with the Addie Biskin breakaway, and then to have a power play opportunity to try to equalize it before the end of the period.
Yeah, she's faced some heavy shots out here, too. I mean, that was a really tough, tough shot, so she's stood up pretty well so far.
Yeah.
Being outshot 20-4 in the period.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for, and especially coming into the game, being the veteran on this team out there that's got most of the playing time compared to everybody else. That's where you want to see a senior leader step up and try to take control of the game.
All right. So, we haven't had a whole lot of shots, a whole lot of chances in their zone. And I think one thing you said is we've got to capitalize on those, any opportunities we get against this tough Superior team.
Yeah, and it starts with the breakout and controlling the puck and making those tape-to-tape passes. You see, when we had that chance with Addie Biskin getting up in the middle of the ice, it's when we got control of the puck on the half boards. Ashley Sloop got her head up, found Addie Biskin getting through the middle of the ice, and, you know, those are going to be opportunities that Addie's going to eventually start capitalizing on as the season progresses. You know, Superior, this is their second game. This is CFM's first game with a new coach, new systems, being a little bit smaller of a team than we've been in the past couple years. So it's going to be a learning curve. But as the season progresses, as this game progresses, they're going to start trying to figure it out. And, you know, to be down 1-0 here, you still have two periods left, and, you know, it just takes one bounce.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, shots again 20-4 in favor of Superior. And like Coach said, just a 1-0 lead so far. So this one you know, could go the other way very, very easily here in the second period. All right, we will be back with more of our coverage of Sabres hockey. This is game one of the 23-24 season on Logo Radio. It's 1-0 Superior after one on WOGO, and we will be back.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Superior with a 1-0 lead over the CFM Spartan, the Sabres right now. Spartans lead the Sabres 1-0 shots, 20-4 in favor of Superior. Our goaltender, senior Cassie Hare, really is only 5'1", but she stood pretty tall in that period and made 19 of 20 saves here in this first period.
Yeah, and she moves. She's a good athlete. She was a three-sport athlete. I believe she plays volleyball, hockey, and softball. So you can see that she has the ability and understands how to be an athlete in that net. You know, with her size being a little bit smaller, she's got to understand her ankle. She's got to come out and be aggressive and take away those quality opportunities for these good scorers on Superior. And she's been able to do that. And like we said before the game, she's going to be one of the main reasons if CFM has an opportunity tonight. It's going to be because of her. And she's definitely done her part in the first period. And now like I said, we got to find someone that's going to step up and create those offensive opportunities for CFM this year. And it's going to be fun to see these girls grow. It's only the first game, it's the first period, so you can't put too much into it, but you got to see improvement. You got to see things start clicking and seeing girls want to be the girl on the ice. You know, we've had some strong leaders over the last couple years in Joey Schumanauer, you know, Emmalyn Stevenson, girls like that, that were those strong forward presence for us. And with those girls gone, it's someone else's opportunity. Just like when Joey and Emmalyn were sophomores and moved into the juniors, you know, they were replacing, you know, Sydney Polzin, Ella Osman, you know, that whole group. And so it's in order to continue the culture and continue the program that we've had, this is the year, this is the opportunity for those girls to take that next step.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen girls go on to play college hockey. We were talking about that before going on the air today, about some of your your young ladies who played for you that are playing college hockey. That's got to be special for you to, to see them progress. Talk about some of the players who are at the next level.
Yeah, we got girls on three different college teams right now. The one team with the majority of our girls, we have three girls on that team, in Sydney Polzin, the former Miss Hockey, Ella Osman, and then Emmy Berg. She didn't play her freshman year, but now she's a sophomore at St. Mary's down in Winona. Those three are playing, and their team is ranked for the first time, I believe, in program history. So, you know, they've been able to put some good opportunities together, and they kind of went through the process the same way at college as what happened when they came into to CFM, you know, kind of a struggling program, trying to find their ways, trying to build that culture, and so they've been able to do that. And then down in Indiana, we have Abigail Martin and Emmalyn Stevenson playing at Trine. Abigail, unfortunately, is out this year with a torn ACL, but Emmalyn was able to start her very first game at, I believe, right wing. So that's good to see her get that opportunity. And then Joey Schumanauer is up at Northland in the WIAC here. And the girls and some of the coaches were able to go watch her play when they played Eau Claire a couple weeks ago. And she's getting a lot of opportunities on the third line, a lot of opportunities playing on the penalty kill as well. And it's good to see that. And it just gets those girls that want to keep doing that to be able to have that friend, have that former teammate to reach out to of, hey, what's this process like? How do I reach out to coaches? How do I get my name out there if you want to go do that? And now having Coach Kate play at the level that she did, as well as Emily Bauer. She played at UW-Eau Claire. Her sister was on our staff a handful of years ago as a volunteer assistant, her twin sister. They had a really nice season at UW-Eau Claire before you know, went away with COVID, and they had an opportunity that year to potentially chase a national championship. So some really good high-level knowledge of hockey on the girls' side in the program now, and I think you're going to see it, and you could see it that that period with Coach Gates' defensive strategy, knowing they're playing probably the top team in the state tonight.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so it's great to see them progress, and we're going to see team building as we go through the season here. Game one, like Coach said, it's early on, so they're just kind of getting their legs underneath them right here with this first contest. They trail 1-0 against Superior, state runner-up last year, finished second in the final poll, and pretty much Coach Trent, her coach of the year last year, has got pretty much the same team back this year, so really, really tough team to start out the year with, but that's okay. You get a barometer kind of coach of where you are, right?
Yeah, you want to be playing tough teams. I know when we were looking at the schedule, Mr. Thompson and I, when we were building it, you know, it's nice to keep these games year in and year out, but we definitely knew with the lower numbers a little bit this year, you know, it's just one the roller coaster that high school athletics is. You know, you're going to have good years, you're going to have some years where you're going to struggle with numbers, but we definitely have the ability this year to compete, I think, in every single game, despite the little bit lower numbers in the program. And you can see that tonight, you know. So as long as the legs can hold in there, like Coach Kate said, that they've been working on that the first 2 weeks. So if they can find a way to keep the legs for three periods against this fast-skating team, and Cassie keeps doing her part in that, you know, you got to find a way to capitalize on those couple opportunities. Yep. And it could be a very interesting game.
All right, we'll come back, period two, just ahead here on WOGO. It is Superior 1 and the CFM Sabres nothing here on WOGO Radio. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Superior leads at 1-0 on the goal by Autumn Cooper. Cooper had the assist, her fourth assist. The goal went to Gabrielle Olson, her first goal of the season at 9:09 of the first even strength goal. And that's where we set shots heavily weighted in favor of the Spartans. They lead in that department 20-4. But, hey, it's score on the scoreboard, right, Coach, that matters. And yeah. Only 1-0.
Only 1-0.
Down by a score here.
This CFM team's very close in the locker room. So, you know, they're not hanging their head going in the locker room. They're thinking that they have an opportunity. And, you know, CFM has a couple girls that have the ability to put the puck in the net. A couple nice defensemen, if they get the puck on their stick, that can skate and rush the puck up. As long as someone's covering back for them. But, you know, as long as Cassie keeps them in the game, and you find a way here to make those tape-to-tape passes on those breakouts and kind of get that pressure out of your defensive zone, get some more chances. You know, if they can find a way to get to 10 shots here this period, I think that's going to be a step in the right direction and try to get one of those rebound goals, get to the net. And, you know, you got to find a way to really dig deep. Especially when you're running two lines of, hey, you got to go out there and you just can't think about
just
it.
Just a little bit more.
Yep. You just got to find a way to just exert yourself and push yourself a little bit more. Especially when those pucks are sitting there, you got to get there.
Yep.
You got to get that puck in the net. Especially, you know, I would say Superior's one weakness in the whole team might be their goaltending, but she doesn't get tested that much because they have such a good offense. And the ability to control the puck in the offensive zone.
Yeah, that's for sure. They spent most of the of the period at our end of the ice. So, but down 1-0, still within reach for the Sabres. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or you can stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Spartans ready to go. They're on the ice and now heading to the bench. Their goaltender Kaylee Knoltz. He'll be at the south end of the barn this period. Here comes CFM. Led out of the locker room by the freshman Olivia Hare. And even strength to start out the period here for the Sabres. Hannah Storberg, the linesman, ready to drop the puck here tonight for the second period. I think these players recognize you're up in the booth here, Coach.
Yeah, I think they saw me early on.
What's he doing up there, huh? You build a nice relationship with these young ladies.
So. It's that was honestly probably the hardest thing in making the decision of not coming back is just the relationship that you build with the girls, and that's part of the culture that we built and the families, and you know that's the hardest part about walking away.
All right, Kinley Law hoping to win the draw here against Cooper, and this one's going to be drawn back into the CFM zone. Picked up there, though, by Lysis. Tessa angles this one ahead, kicked her out of neutral ice, picked up by Renke for Spartans, and she'll lob it back for a D. Here is Geisler. Geisler off the far wall, and Superior's got three players in. Three on one, and this one drifts off to the right, right off a Spartan stick. And Sabres catch a break as it floats back out to neutral. Now to the blue line. Picked up there by Geisler. Bakes it off the dasher on the far side. CFM tried to throw it deep, but Geisler was right there to cut it off, and now she goes rink wide. Over for Emma Ferg on this first line. Ferg comes in. Oh, she shot it. Tried to roof the puck. And Hare raised her arm, but it was over the crossbar. That was a tough shot. Hard floater. And on our senior goaltender. And here comes the Sabres on the breakout. Over. They're trying to hit the wall. The dasher on the near side floated over. And out of play here, so we'll drop it neutral ice with 15:50 left to go. Just underway here. Now they're going to carry it all the way back to the CFM zone here.
Yep. One thing with the long change here, too, we're running two lines. CFM's really got to be smart with these whistles and take advantage of it.
A long way here.
So.
Long way from our goaltender. And the drop inside the zone. Pushed against the dasher on the far side. Centering pass right there. Cut off right in front of Hare. And that one ricocheted off of Sabres player into the left wing corner. Here is Superior. They control. Drops back to the point. Now over to Olsen in the corner. And a centering pass. This one is lobbed into the right wing corner in the Sabres zone. It's going to be dropped from right to left, and here is Superior back to the point. Patiently waiting is Olby. Olby dropped it toward the front of the net, cut off by the Sabres, and they'll carry it across the line. And a lead pass here for Addie Biscuit. Biscuit can't control. It's intercepted, stripped off her stick, and this one is going to be cleared by Superior, but a little too deep, and we've got an icing call here against the Spartans.
Yeah, CFM had a chance there with Kelsey going up on that right side. Kelsey's a new player to hockey, and for her to be out there competing with the best team in the state right now, it's pretty good to see. But got to find a way to, on this offensive zone faceoff, create some chances here.
14:56 left to go. Second period just underway. 1-0 Superior lead. And Spartans win the draw. Drop back and back at Nault, the goaltender. Picked off at the blue line by Ashley Sloop. Backpedals, hammers this one off the boards on the near side and deep in the Spartan zone. Now a breakout. Here's a lead pass for Tim. Tim into the zone. Sloop got back in time to cut her off before she could head to the hole. And it's still inside the zone. They go D to D. And on the far side is Olby. Olby hangs on to it. Now goes off to the near side. Blocked by CFM. And it is cleared down into the Spartan zone. Stamper goes back to get it. Cut off on the breakout pass right there by Tessa Lysis. And now it's kicked back out to neutral ice. CFM backpedaling to get to it. Here's Sparty. Coming in is Thompson. Thompson covered and still able to pull the trigger on a shot. Cassie Hare with the save on the near post. Still a 1-0 lead for Sparty right here.
Yeah, CFM, they're doing their part, keeping that puck out of the net. And, I think this period, hopefully they find a way to get a little bit more opportunities in the offensive zone. But you got Biscuit out there now taking the draw, and hopefully she finds a way to get that puck in the opposite end.
Right wing circle, there's a drop on the dot, and it's into the right wing corner, into the curl on the right side, and cleared to the Spartan zone. Superior goes back. D is harassed as she got to the puck, but still able to get it out to the center circle. It's loose, Backpedaling is Maya Post. She tried to turn it up the ice and then dropped and lost an edge. And here comes Superior. A shot on net, save right there. Second save by Hare. And it comes back top of the circle on the near side. And a shot by Geisler. That one kind of caromed in. And it's loose in behind the senior goaltender for the Sabres. They're really peppering the goaltender. There's a big-time shot, too, from the point. There's four saves right there by Cassie Hare to keep her team in the game. 12:56 left to go. Cleared all the way down. And the Sabres trying to change up some players. That line was really gassed. And this one dropped in behind Nault, the goaltender for the Spartans. 12:41 left to go in the period. It drifts back out to the center circle. Picked up right there by Husum and cleared into the zone. But here comes Superior again up the ice into the CFM defensive zone. And it goes cross ice. And the Sabres able to push it across the blue line onto the tape of Kinley Lau. And she backhanded one, hoping to hit Tessa Lysis as she went into the zone, but couldn't quite connect on that one with 12:12 left to go. Sabres have it on the forecheck, try to keep it pinned in deep. Now it's stripped, and here comes Superior. It's Cooper on that potent, powerful first line. Works it off to the left side, and a shot by Ferg is hauled in there by Hare, and she'll hang on for the draw in her own zone.
Yeah, CFM got the puck deep there on that offensive zone rush. What they need to do a little bit better moving forward is try to tie up that girl, create an opportunity where F2 can come in, help support, and try to keep that puck in the offensive zone.
11:58 left to go, second period. 1-0 lead for Superior in the season opener for this team and season opener for us on WOGO Radio. And this one into the right wing corner in the D zone for the Sabres. Cut off, and it is a shot on net there by Benson. I'm not sure if it made it all the way through. Hare might have gotten a piece of that and cleared all the way down. And an icy call right here against the Sabres. So Cassie Harris built a wall between the posts.
Got some help with the defense there in front. Just creating a lot of clutter. Typically, you like to see that not be as much clutter, but that time it helped CFM keep that puck out of the net, and they're able to get out of the zone and take a good faceoff here.
So the faceoff is going to be in the Sabres D zone. And here to take it is Kinley Law for CFM. This one drifts off to the near wing, held at the blue line by Stamper for Superior. It's going to come back on the left side. Here is Geisler. Geisler moves, top of the circle, tried to unload a shot. That one knocked down in front. Spartans still control. Geisler's got it. Bad angle shot. Still put some rubber on our goaltender. And Hare with the save, and the rebound picked up now by Kinley Lau. Lau works her way up the right side of the ice. Lau into the corner. Centering pass right there out in front was Lysis, but she was kind of tied up. Really couldn't get to the puck or get anything on the puck, and now it's going to be cleared out to center by Superior. Here is Larson. Larson had it stripped. And going the other way is Riley Biskin. Biskin with some energy crosses the blue line, then lost it. And here is Superior's Isabella Thompson. Thompson a few feet into the zone. Lost the puck, intercepted. Now regathered in by Superior. Thompson's got it right here. Moves in from left to right behind our goaltender. And intercepted by CFM. And here comes CFM into the zone with 10:12 left to go, second period. It's into the left wing corner. Trying to get some support right here. Shots 25-4 in favor of Superior. The puck loose inside the zone. Addie Biskin trying the forecheck there, but couldn't find the rock. And it comes back to the blue line. Here is Riley Biskin. Addie's sister steps up. Keeps Superior out of her own zone with 9:45 left to go. And this one's going to be pumped in from left to right and rolls around the dasher out of the corner up to the blue line and dumped in by the Sabres. Superior on the breakout. Long lead pass. Here they come. And a breakaway chance. They scored. Got it past Hare. And it is 2-0. Superior 7:32, time of that goal. Cassie had played really hard all night, stood up to the pressure, but couldn't stop that one as they had two on one.
Yeah, CFM was getting a change there with that puck getting deep, and Superior was able to move that puck and get that transition up into the neutral zone real quick and got to Renke, and Renke is one of those top players in the state that when she gets time and space, she's not going to miss her opportunities, and she found a way to get the puck in the back of the net there.
Yeah, indeed. That's her fourth goal of the year for number 11, Michaela Renke. The assist going to Maddie Bashan at 11:28 of the second period. And now the Spartans have doubled up on their lead. There's a shot off the tip of the mitt of Harris Mitt into the right wing corner, and Superior's just put tremendous pressure on the CFM goaltender, and another shot goes in. They were all over it right in front of the senior goaltender, and it is 3-0 now, and things have opened up here in the second, Coach.
Yeah, when you're able to get a quick transition goal like that and you're able to be out there for that next shift, you know, that line was really feeding off of that energy and created a lot of pressure in front of the CFM net, and CFM just wasn't able to get control of it and get the puck into the neutral zone, and they were able to find it on probably their second, third opportunity there.
Yeah, they just kept digging, and they were just crashing the net. 8:03, time of the goal, and second point, first goal for Autumn Cooper. The assist going to Emma Ferg, and Michaela Renke, a few seconds after picking up that second goal of the game, picks up an assist, and it is now 3-0 Superior. This is kind of the way it worked over at Somerset the other day on Friday. They beat them 6-0 Western Wisconsin, and they only led 1-0 after one. Then they poured it on the second, scored four goals, and walked away with it 6-0. Here's Superior. And they've got the taste of blood right here. And it's just inside the zone. They're holding the zone right here. This is Tim. Tim drops it down low. Sabre is able to clear it to the wall, but Tim pinched in. Here's Geisler now corralling the puck. And they dropped it back for the D, but there was no switch. So on the backhaul is Benson to try to hold the zone. And now it slips out across the blue line.
Got to find a way to create some pressure here when that puck gets in the neutral zone.
Yep, exactly. But this line coming to the end of their shift, trying to reach down deep, but the tank's starting to get a little empty. This one is cleared all the way down into the Spartan zone, and an icing call right here.
Yeah, good opportunity for CFM, even though they're down 3-0. You know, it's the first game. You really got to find those individuals, when the going gets tough, who's going to step up and who's really going to try to still create plays, you know, with a lot of game left. You know, we still have half the game left.
Yep,
can't give up right now, and you got to keep working at it.
7:40 left to go, second period. Spartans up 3-0, and they've got the puck right now after the drop in the Sabre zone. Here is Tim. Michaela Tim wraps this one around the wall. Comes loose and behind Hare. Sabres defense trying to pick it up and dump it out of their own zone, but it's still caught up inside the D zone right here. Shots are 32-4 in favor of the Spartans. They've been all over it here tonight. Still a manageable lead if CFM can score right here. Puck still caught up in the zone. And the Spartans rolling, rocking and rolling here in the offensive attack zone here. There's a shot, wheeling and dealing is Thompson, but that one kicked off a shin pad and ricocheted into the corner. Now it comes back to the point for Thompson. Thompson dangles, works off to the right. There's a shot, didn't make it to the net. Back to the point, though. Spartans still control. It's Ella Larson's got it for Superior. This one drifts off into the right wing corner and cleared and rolls all the way through neutral. And 6:27 left to go. Icing's going to get waved off right here. CFM with a chance. This one off the wall. And a shot taken by Olivia Hare. Made it to the goaltender. And now had to be awake for that one. You know, you kind of drift off, I think, Coach, a little bit when you're up 3-0 and the shots are 32-5, huh?
Yep. They're able to capitalize on their opportunity there, and you're able to get a good
Here's
deflection.
Here's Cooper with a helper that nearly went in. And that was That was Renke, who was taking the feed from Cooper and just tried to angle it off a nice feed, but couldn't quite hit between the pipes there.
Yeah, CFM has three freshmen playing right now, and it's big jump, especially for the two freshman defensemen. It's big jump in speed going from U14 to this, and to go against two of the best players in the state, it's a big change.
5:52 left to go in the period. Sabres intercept. They've got it right now. And here they come. Maya Post steps over the stripe and couldn't quite organize anything. She came in. And here is a dump by Biskin. No icing right there. That gives Sabres a chance on the attack, but couldn't quite get anything going. Here they come again. Here comes Cooper. Takes a feed and trying to go to the left side of the net. Dangled in. The rebound picked up right there, and it's 4-0. Cooper made the initial shot and then got some help as it was swept in.
Yeah, really good bat checking there and good D by number 8, Biskin. Really forced a tough shot, and, you know, Cassie made that initial save. And, you know, just such a fast play getting up in there. You know, the bat checking support from CFM just didn't quite make it back when that other rebound came by, and Renke was able to get the puck in the net.
So, second goal of the night for Michaela Renke. She has been very productive here tonight, and so is Cooper. Autumn Cooper with an assist on that one, the 11:39 time of the goal. So Reinke with a couple of goals, Cooper with three assists here, a goal and two assists here tonight. And boy, I tell you what, that first line with Cooper and Reinke and Ferg has been electric here tonight. 4:57 left to go. Now this one's starting to, the gap is starting to open up here between the teams. It's 4-0. Shots 36-5 in favor of the Spartans, and they are heading to the hole again. There's a shot on net. Herod hugging the right steel and able to hold it off. And here comes the Sabres. Tessa Lysis rips her way through neutral ice, gets to the blue line, launches one in. 4:25 left to go here in the second period. One goal in the first for Superior, even though they had the shot total way up there. And we're leading in that department. We're still in reach, and now they've opened it up with three goals here in the second to lead it 4-0. 4:11 left to go as the puck drifts into the left wing corner in the Spartan zone. Gunned around the wall. CFM can't hold it in, and here comes Superior, 2-on-1. Here's a shot on net. That one came off the shoulder of Hare into the left wing corner, and it's cleared across the blue line out to center ice. It you can just see, Coach, that the Sabres struggle to once they're toward the attacking zone of organizing anything.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to play catch up as far as, you know, with their mind and their feet. Once they get in the offensive zone, to really try to capitalize on their rushes right now, just because they're getting a little gassed in the D zone. But that's where you got to find someone, one of these returning players, juniors, these upperclassmen, seniors, have to get control of that puck on their stick and try to create some offense on their own. And
Spartans into the zone again. Did it get past Hare? She reaches back, and I think it did. Puck right past the senior goaltender. And now it's 5-0. 3:09 left to go here in the second period. Wow, this is just busted open here in the second.
Yeah, and you could it had the makings for that. And, as long as, you're able to clear the puck out and you're able to maintain good D-zone coverage and give Cassie some opportunities to control those rebounds and everything, you had a chance. But Superior's deep. They have a lot of offense, and you're just seeing it on display right now.
Yeah, they keep coming, don't they?
Yeah.
13:51, time of that goal for the Spartans, their fifth of the night. And Isabella Thompson, an unassisted goal at 13:51 of the second. And getting dangerously close to running time here. 2:45 left to go in the second.
Here's
a puck! Went in! Oh, he picked up some garbage and threw it in. Nope, did not know where it was. the puck slid to the right post. And Tessa, I think, got that one in. Tessa Lysis with a goal for CFM, an unassisted goal.
Well, hey, that's right place, right time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you need that just to kind of keep you in the game mentally, right? It was kind of getting out of hand there, and, you know, you just needed that one bounce to kind of give you that little bit of extra energy here to get into the third period and continue to try to play hard.
14-18, time of the goal. The goal, unassisted goal by Tessa Lysis. And a penalty right here. And a cross-check on Superior, so we're coming off the goal, and now we got the man advantage, second power play of the night for the Sabres.
Really got to see the Sabres control the puck here on this power play. They've been kind of gassed here for the most part of the second half of the second period. Now that you got a power play, you got a man advantage. Have tape-to-tape passes, get control of it, catch your breath, and find a way to get some high-quality opportunities. And you got to get to the net for those rebounds. Yep. and try to get another goal here.
2:33 left to go. About the time we got the power play in the first period, close to the two-minute mark. And it's going to be dumped up the ice on the far dasher by Superior's Maddie Bashund. And CFM trying to keep control of the puck and organize a breakout here. This one backpedaled into the left wing corner. Superior on the forecheck, able to harass the Sabres as they came out. And now dumped up the ice and intended there for Riley Biskin. Did she get to it? Biskin into the corner, loses the puck, and this one is going to be cleared by the Spartans as Cooper races down to get it before CFM can get some D back here. Down to 1:45 left to go in the period. On the power play, 1:10 left to go as Superior will haul it in. Sparty's got it right now, dumped off the glass by Autumn Cooper, and she just kind of wheels and deals all over the place. Here is Cooper right now, backpedaling to get it. Came out of the zone and found the puck there, and Cooper moves in, tried to beat a couple of players, lost the puck, and here comes the Sabres across the line is Riley Biskin. Biskin ducks into the left wing corner with 35 seconds left to go in the power play. 1:05 left to go in the game clock here in the second. And it floats back out to neutral ice. Here's Maya Post. Turns, guns one in. Post heads to the bench on the line change. And Superior's got it right here. Tessa Lysis out there for Post. Took her spot with 48 ticks of the clock left to go in the period. 5-1 the score as the Sabres just tallied one moments ago. Here's Superior. They move into the zone. And a one-time shot there by Boshund was held up against her chest by Hare. And she'll hang on to that one with 38.4 ticks of the clock left here in the second.
Yeah, got to play smart here. Got 38 seconds left. Want to get control of that puck and try to find a way to at least get one more shot on it here before the end of the period.
6 seconds to go on the power play for the Sabres with a faceoff in the CFM zone and breakout right now. 2-on-2, but stripped as she came out was Olivia Hare. Here comes a shot, that one right on, and the save made by Hare into the corner, swept in by the D with 21 seconds left to go. We got just hold him off here in the final seconds of the period. Superior's got it inside the zone. Centering pass right there. Intended for Ferg. She was digging at it, but couldn't find the handle on it. And it's all the way back to the Superior zone with 5 seconds left to go. Swept to the far boards and knocked in to the Spartan zone here as time runs out in the second period. So we give up 4 and add 1 ourselves. Take the goose egg off the board, and it's 5-1.
Yeah, you know, kind of got that energy back after that goal from Tessa, but really got to find a way here to get some of these girls to take that next step forward, especially with Paige being out. You know, you got to see girls like Addie Biskin step up. You saw an opportunity where Kinley had a good rush going up the ice, and that's what you got to see. You got to see these girls get the puck on their stick and have that confidence to be that playmaker. You know, when we had the power play, that man advantage there at the end of the period, you know, Autumn Cooper got that puck and was kind of skating through the zone. You know, in situations like that, you got to see your best girl out there, Addie Bisk, and kind of attack her. And understand that she's that girl now, and she's got to find a way to go out there and contest the other team's best girl, especially, you know, like I said, without Paige. You know, if Paige was out on the ice, she'd be that girl going out contesting against 21. And, you know, Paige has that ability. Biskin has that same ability. Biskin's a very good skater. She's got to find a way to take that next step and understand, hey, you know, this is my turn where I got to go out there and put that pressure on 21, because if it's not her, you know, there's just not the depth this year for anybody else to not go and do that.
All right, shots 41-6 in favor of Superior. They lead on the scoreboard 2-5-1 here at the end of two periods on WOGL. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics. Two periods in the book for our hockey season for CFM and our radio hockey season so far, and Sabres trailing this one 5-1 on WOGO. And we will be back after these words from our sponsors.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Superior and the CFM Spartans tonight from the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's Greg and the coach, Tony Menard, 9-year head coach of the Sabres program. and retired for a little while, hung up the clipboard to do some other stuff, and man, we're glad to have you up in the booth here tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it. It's been fun to be back at the rink and to see the girls go out there and compete. I think that's the toughest thing when you walk away is just not being in that competitive mode with the girls when you come to the rink on game day. But it's fun to see the next class come in and try to make their statement and their history on the program and the team. And, you know, it's the first game of a long season, and, you know, they're going to learn, they're going to grow. And a good core of this group is coming back next year. So, you know, the more that they learn, the more that they grow this year, it's only going to help them moving forward.
Yeah. Well, right now we need to move forward with a few goals if we can. Mm-hmm. You and I were talking about maybe unleashing some of these Ds, some of the talented defensemen, mm-hmm. just making, allowing them to perhaps jump into the play a little bit. We're down 5-1. You can take maybe some chances here in the third.
Yeah, and the tough part is when they're playing opposite of each other where they're not on the same ice at the same time, you know, with these young freshmen defensemen that they're paired up with, you know, those girls were really just thrown, you know, right out to the Wolves right away, you know, with these two, you know, top players from Superior. So, you know, the only way that might happen is if you see 8 and 17 out on the ice together. But I really want to see, you know, some of those forward girls and Lysis and Biskin and Kinley and Maya Post really try to be those girls and create pressure on Superior's top skaters, because right now Superior's top skaters are getting too much time and space. And what you want to do, you know, if you had Coach Hogan up here, she'd be all happy, you know, that they're getting the time and the space because she was a forward and she loved time and space. But when you're playing girls that have the ability to control the puck and get good quality shots off whenever they get that time and space, you have to minimize it. You have to be strong in the D zone and capitalize on those opportunities. So you want to see Addie Biskin, you want to see Kinley Lau, you want to see Tessa Lysis. When they get that puck on their stick, take control of it. Be that girl that wants the puck on the stick. Go into the offensive zone and create some plays and really try to find a way to put this team on their back and build that confidence, because once you get Paige Steinmetz back, Paige is going to have some help too. You know,
yep,
it's not just going to be the Paige Steinmetz show when she comes back. You need those other girls to be able to help and support her. And, you know, if they're able to find that, then they're going to be competitive in conference and competitive in the section and just keep building that confidence throughout the season.
Four unanswered goals until we got that gift from Superior there. But, you know, right place, right time for Tessa Lysis at 14-18, and that takes the zero off the board, and it's 5-1. After two periods here, so that might pick him up a little bit in the locker room.
Yeah, you can kind of see CFM when, you know, they kind of got that rush of those 2-3 goals there against them, kind of start to kind of have that, you know, body language where, you know, you want to see them kind of stay, you know, positive and understand that they still have a whole period left here in the game. And that late goal kind of gave them that energy, I think, to come out here and still continue to play hard and really, you know, play a full 51 minutes for coach in her first game. And she wants to come out here. She wants to have the team have a good showing and really be proud of the effort that they put in, knowing, you know, this is a tough team. This is going to be a tough team for anybody in the state to go up against. And, you know, you got to find those little things in the game to, you know, take and build upon for the next game. Because, like I said, it's not going to get any easier. You got a conference opponent next week against the St. Croix Valley Fusion. They have a high-level athlete that's going to Maine and Kendall Sumby. She was the conference player of the year last year. And in order for CFM to keep that close, they got to find ways to play a little bit tougher in the D zone, take away time and space for good quality athletes that are out on the ice. And, you know, take advantage of when they get that puck on their stick and really want to be those playmakers.
All right, 5-1 as we head towards the third period. Superior on the road and leading our hometown Sabres here. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/wogo. It's cvosm.com/WOGO. Coach and I'll be back in just a few moments here to get you ready for the third. 5-1 Superior on WOGO. We'll be back.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
WOGO Radio tonight. It's high school hockey, our kickoff game here. The CFM Sabres coming off a decent year last year for coach and, hoping to pick up a win here against Superior, but playing a really tough Spartan team here, and they came down from the North Country. I've already laid 41 shots in on Cassie Hare and lead us 5-1 with four goals here in the second period, and it's 5-1 after two.
Yeah, I mean, when you're coming into a game and you got a couple first-team All-State fours that you're going against, it's going to be a tough sledding. And any quality team that's trying to make that push to get back to the state championship is going to have those dynamic forwards, those dynamic playmakers. Superior has that this year. You know, high school girls hockey in Wisconsin, that's always going to be, there's going to be roller coasters for each team, each program throughout the years. And, you know, this is one of those high points for the Superior program. And hopefully they're finding a way to take it all the way back down to Madison this year. I know that's Coach Doug's goal. That's this team's goal. And for CFM, it's a new beginning. It's a new start. You got a lot of young girls getting some opportunities. Three freshmen out of the 10 girls that are on the ice so far for CFM are freshmen. And it's such a difference going from, playing youth hockey to mm-hmm. playing, WIA hockey here at the varsity level. And when you got to go against Autumn Cooper and Michaela Rinke, it's a very eye-opening experience for some of those young girls. And, and even some of the other girls filling in for CFM, Kelsey Siebert started playing hockey 4 years ago. She's filling in on that second line while Paige is out. And then you also have a couple girls on that third line that have gotten a couple spot shifts where they've, just started here the last handful of years too. So
that's a tough thing to do when you start playing hockey later in life.
Hockey's not one of those sports where you can start as a freshman in high school and expect to really contribute. But, a couple of those girls have, and, at times CFM has had some good opportunities, some good things that they've done. But it's really trying to figure out how to be consistent, be aggressive, and take time and space away from Superior's top talent.
All right, the refs are out, the teams are out, and at least Superior is just waiting for the Sabres to exit the locker room here as we get ready for the third period. 5-1 again, shots heavily in favor of Sparty here, 41-6. CFM with 9 seniors, 7 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 4 freshmen on the team this year. And here they are for Caitlin Doherty. She'll send out, she's going to send out that second line of Siebert, Biskin, and Hare, it looks like, here in the second period.
Looks like she mixed it up here a little bit.
Yeah, at least Siebert's out there right now. Let's see, who else? Kinley Lau is
Tessa
now.
Hare.
Yep. So here we go, underway in the third period. Line shuffled a little bit. And here is Lau right now, trying to carry it to the hole. Had it stripped, and Superior back the other direction. Into the Sabres zone. intercepted by Lau, and she'll bank it off the wall, try to hit the D back there to open up some ice and send the puck out of the zone. Now it's intercepted. Here's a shot.
Good save.
Oh, man, big-time save off Cooper's shot by Hare. She moved over to the left post and stopped it right there. Back to the point. Shot drifted wide. Back to Cooper and a one-timer. Oh, man, what a save right there by Hare. She backed into her own cage and dislodged the net. But, man, she's up for it here in the second. She came out the locker room with her game face on. A couple of big-time saves right there by the senior tender for the Sabres.
Yeah, you can see Sloop trying to take an opportunity there. Puck kind of bounced. Puck got behind her, and Cassia ended up making a good save.
Cooper, she's a sniper out there. She had a nice chance with the loose change. Gun one, but the save by Hare. On the half wall in the Sabres zone. Stripped there. Superior's got it, but good back check by CFM. That was Riley Biskin, and here comes Addie Biskin right now with a second chance for a breakaway and a shot on net, and Nault with the save. Biskin with shadows, she came in trying to create some space against the Superior D and able to pull the trigger on a shot, but couldn't quite dangle in front of Nault to open up some space right there. Still 5-1. Minute and a half into the third period. Here is Superior gliding to the net was Bashand, and she just went to the hole and everything opened up for her, and big time save again by Cassandra to keep it 5-1.
Yeah, Biskin had another opportunity there. She really had to try to escape pretty hard to even catch up to that puck, but was able to get a shot on net, and you know, that's what you want to see. They're coming out. They still got some legs left. You got to try to find a way to get a puck here early in this third period in order to keep those momentum high.
15-13 left to go in the period. Drop inside the Sabre zone. Little toe save right there by Hare, and she'll steer it to the wall on the far side, and it's back out of harm's way. This one is pumped into the zone by Lau. She'll knock it off of Dasher of the far side, tries to follow up on the forecheck. This one swept aside into the right wing corner. And it's loose out of neutral right now. Stepping up for the Sabres is Ellie Ash. And this one off her stick. And this one's going to float out of play. Ricocheted off a stick and hit the netting behind Hare. And we'll get the whistle right here with 14:37 left to go third period.
Yeah, and what those young defensemen right there are going to learn is when to take those opportunities in the neutral zone to try to create a play, and when they got to stay back and just play defense. Right there, turned into a 3-on-1 against your defensive partner. Got to find a way to make sure that you're keeping that a 3-on-2.
Ripped off the wall on the far side. Superior's got it to the point. Now they lost the puck, stripped aside, and it's going to be taken by Maya Post. Post wings it ahead. Spartans control again. Here they are in the breakout. Pass ahead for Renke, who's got some points already tonight. 3 points on the scoreboard. And a big-time save there by Hare. But here is Renke again. Tiptoeing around the zone. Launched one in. Hare with the save again. Shots 46-8 on Superior side. And this one's going to come all the way back in the zone. Touched by the Spartans, so no icing call right here. And they're on the breakout. Autumn Cooper ahead, intercepted. Nice read by CFM to disrupt the flow as it came in. And this one, here's Cooper, who bangs into Hare and knocks the net off its pegs here with 13:43 left to go. So that'll stop play right here, third period.
Yeah, had a nice bat check there right before the whistle from some of the CFM forwards, making sure they got back. Saw 21, had the puck on her stick, made sure to get back, help support. Cassie was able to make the save, but the net came off, so good whistle.
Face off in the left circle here. There's the drop, and the puck moves in behind the goaltender, and on the forecheck is Gabrielle Olson. Her shot ricocheted off some lumber and out of play here with 13:35 left to go third period. So they'll drop it again in the CFM zone. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics like CFM hockey. All right, Sabres able to carry the puck through neutral into the attacking zone right here. And it's going to be Olivia Hare on the forecheck, rubbed off the wall, and here come the Spartans again. It is Gabby Olsen into the zone and hands it off for Benson. Benson tried a shot, didn't get much on it. Knocked off a player to the left wing corner, and it's going to be cleared out to center ice right here. Reaching for it was Lysis, and here is Kinley Lau. Lau with a chance, struggled to get a hold of the puck, and then lost it, and Superior able to dump it into the Sabre zone. 12:45 and counting left to go here in the third period. Sabres trailing 5-1. Dangling, dancing into the zone is Kenley Tim. Tim moves in and scores. And with 12:35 left to go, she just walked to the hole, laid one behind Cassie Hare. And it is 6-1.
Yeah, CFM got caught with one of their defensemen up in the neutral zone there on the bat check. And once that puck got deep, Spear was able to take advantage of CFM really only having one defenseman back there, and, you know, just got people and bodies to the net, and the puck was able to get in.
Ella Larson will get the goal, and Tim the assist. Larson picked up the loose change out in front of Hare. And 4:26, time to the goal here in the third period. Kenlin Tim the assist, and it is 6-1, and a shot buried right into the breastplate of Hare right there, and she makes the save, eats that one up. 12:27 left to go in the period, and a 6-1 lead for Superior. 49-8, the shot total, shot differential here for the Spartans. Ripped off the wall behind Hare. Comes back to the point, held there on the right side, into the left wing corner, and still in the CFM zone. Now this one drifts off into the curl on the right side, and Superior digging for it. They want more. They lead it 6-1. Here is Cooper. Cooper cross ice, and a shot right there by Renke. She rifled it just wide. Still inside the zone. Who's going to carry it out? Here they come. Riley Biskin. Biskin, the tall sophomore, into the left wing corner. Biskin trying to dangle in behind the goaltender, and then had it swept off her stick. And it's loose right along the inboards in the CFM zone, and now it's going to pop across the line. Riley Biskin backs up, going to head to the bench on the player change here. Oh. That gives Cooper a chance all by herself. Cooper with a breakaway chance. Oh, Cooper dangles and drops it in behind Cassie Hare. And it's 7-1. That's a big-time play right there on the breakaway by the senior who's going to go to Bemidji State to play next.
Yeah, CFM got caught with the puck deep in the offensive zone. Most of the CFM players were trying to capitalize on that puck getting deep and get a line change.
Yep.
And Superior with Cooper out there was able to transition real fast and get the puck up to her. And a girl like that's not going to miss on her breakaways too often.
5:39 of the third period. So a couple of goals just seconds apart. 4:26 and 5:39. Time of those last two goals. So less than a minute apart. Well, a little over a minute apart here on those two goals, and they have opened it up. So we're going to go to running time. It's 7-1 in favor of the Spartans here in the third period. They got one in the first. It was still a close game, even though they had a huge lead in the shot department. Then four unanswered in the second. We got one late in the second to make it 5-1. Little hope there, but now they've come up with two here in the third, and it is 7-1. Face-off out at neutral ice here. 10:34 left to go, third period. Superior's got it right here, and this is Gabby Olsen. Olsen's got a point here tonight, too. Lots of players on the score sheet here tonight for the ladies in blue. out of neutral. Going to be picked up there by Ellie Ash for a moment. Had it stripped as she was heading to the Spartan zone. And here is Benson. Benson comes in. Oh, she roofed the puck. Oh, what a play. Scooped it up and roofed it off the top of the cage behind Hare, and it's 8-1.
Woo! Yeah. Sapir was able to get a good transition there in the neutral zone. Had a 2-on-1 opportunity. The skater found a way and saw an opening and took the shot instead of making the pass, and was able to beat Cassie there on a nice shot up
Benson.
Over her shoulder.
Yeah, the sophomore, Addie Benson, on that one. Unassisted goal at 6:58 of the third period. And this one is busted loose now at 8-1 for the Spartans.
Here's a chance.
Here is Addie Biskin right now. Biskin trying to push the puck in deep. Comes to the point. The Sabres can't hold it. And here comes Superior. A one-on-one battle there. Riley Biskin with Isabella Thompson. Both players caught up with each other there, and they just would not release each other. And Superior's got it right now. Here's a shot through traffic from the point by Bashand. That one made it to her, and another shot on Cassie, and she saves that one and will hang on for the draw in her own zone. Time ticks off. Running time here with an 8-1 lead for Superior with 9:02 left to go in this third period.
Yeah, still 9 minutes left in the game. First game of the season, you got to find a way to continue to go out there and work on your shifts, work on the things that you got to work on in order to get better here.
8:46 as we drop the puck inside the Sabres zone. CFL, let's see if we can get something on the board again here. Lead pass for Tessa Lysis, who's got a goal here tonight, the one goal for CFM. Lysis with a shot. This one comes off to the right side. There's Kinley Lau pumping one in on the goaltender, Nault. So that's a nice little flurry for the Sabres.
They got the puck deep, was able to get control of the puck after got behind the goal line there and came out and got a puck on net. And, you know, that's the things that you got to see here. You got to keep working. You got to keep building on those little details in the game.
So we drop inside the Spartan zone, and CFM crawling in on Nault, the goaltender. A couple of players down there low, and that was Lysis for one of them. He's one of the players down there, along with Olivia Hare. And here is Superior back the other direction on the back check. Nice job there by the Sabres. And here is Ellie Ash. Ash, the freshman, comes in, now drifts off to her right. Was smothered a little bit by Superior on the back check. And here is the big score, big gun, Autumn Cooper for the Spartans. 7:26 left to go now in the game. Superior goes D to D. Now to Cooper. She'll roll back to try to reorganize here. Cooper heads to the bench on the player change. And coming in for her is Haroldson. And we got an offsides call here against Sparty with 7 minutes exactly left to go in the game.
Yeah, CFM here, you know, looking at the season, it's a long season. You know, we lost 5-1 to Superior last year in the opening game, and we went around and won 14 games after that. So got to find a way to stay positive and keep working on things. It's only the first game here.
Clean win off the draw. Here comes Riley Biskin. Walks across the blue stripe and lost the rock, and it comes up on the near side on the breakout for the Spartans. Here's a lead pass for Haroldson. Haroldson got to the blue line, stood up right there, and Addie Biskin turns it back the other direction. Biskin moves in, couldn't control, had Siebert on her wing, didn't see her, and here is Superior up on the far side along the wall, and up the ice is Ferg on that first line. Ferg moved in, lost the puck, and swept ahead by CFM right here with 6 minutes to go, and that'll be an icing call against the Sabres. We take it down under six to play in the game, and an 8-1 score in favor of Superior.
Yeah, you saw Addy Biskin there get up through the neutral zone, had a chance. You know, try to get split the defenseman, get the puck between their legs and try to get around them. Pushed it a little bit too far and, you know, there went that opportunity. But, you know, you're starting to see her trying to control the puck a little bit more, understanding that, you know, I got to find a way to go and create some plays. And that's what you want to see here with the rest of the season moving forward.
5.5 with running time left here in the third. Sparty up 8-1. And this one caught up in the left elbow in the CFM zone. They try to carry it up behind their own goaltender. On the intercept is Emma Ferg. Ferg turned, ripped one, and that one's knocked out. Here comes a breakaway for Kinley Lau. Lau with a chance, tried to backhand it, slowed up a little bit. Couldn't quite gun it as she came in. And the defenseman caught up to her and disrupted the shot a little bit. Kinley pulled the trigger on a backhand, but didn't get a whole lot on it. And here comes Superior. Here is Benson. Scored not too long ago. Benson with a shot that would cut off by the Sabres. Lead pass now for Tessa Lysis. Here is CFM and an offsides call right here. As Tessa couldn't quite get out of the zone. That tank pretty empty right there. 4:27 left to go in the period. Yep.
Too many men.
Yep. Too many men on the ice here with 4:21 left to go in the period for the Sabres. So they're going to put somebody in the box right here. Well, Tessa just struggled to get to the bench, and there was a little miscommunication. The rhythm was off there a little bit on the player change.
CFM did well on the first penalty kill opportunity that they had, so try to find some success here, stay in their box, and make sure that they don't get caught chasing too much with some of the talent there.
The shot there by Haley Olby off the from the point by Superior. Came off the back of a CFM player down in front. Here's Olby again. And marched in, top of the circles, pull the trigger on a shot. And Ranky with the shot right there. And that one will drift off to the right wing corner and cleared by CFM with 3:50 left to go. Superior in the power play, 1:27 left to go on the man advantage. Here they come again. Superior with Ranky, big time score for this team along with Autumn Cooper. Ranky into the corner. Setting up shop right there. Back to Cooper as she wheels and deals inside the blue line. Back to Ranky on the give and go. Cooper at it. Renke's going to head to the bench. Here's Cooper. Tiptoes along the blue line. Pulls the trigger on a shot. That one maybe have gotten through. I think it got a piece of Cassie Hare and cleared with 56 seconds left to go on the power play. And 3:14 on the game clock here in the third. Running time 8-1 Superior. This is Isabella Thompson going coast to coast. Thompson let go of the soft backhander. Hare goes out, stops it with 2:59 left to go as time continues to wind down with the running time here in the third.
Cassie did a really nice job tracking that puck as it's coming into the offensive zone for Superior and made a nice save, give their team an opportunity here off the faceoff.
Here's a faceoff in the Sabre zone. Clean win comes back for Maddie Bichon. Her shot is cleared as it came in, and back to the point here for Isabella Thompson. 2:27 left to go, down to 5 seconds to go in the power play here in the third period. Superior out of the corner, centering pass, and it goes in. Cassie Hare had a piece of it. Couldn't quite keep it up from behind her, though, and it's 9-1 in favor of Superior.
Yeah, puck came to the front of the net there, and you saw young defenseman from CFM trying to battle with the player in front of the net, and that stick from Superior was able to redirect that puck up into the net on Cassie.
14:42, time of the goal, and it was Maddie Bichon with the goal. The assist going to Emma Ferg. And it is now 9-1 in favor of the Spartans. State runners up last year. With 2:02 left to go as we count it down here in the third. Shots 55-12 in favor of the visitors. This one set in from the point. Hauled in by Ashley Sloop. Ashley trying to start him out of their own zone, and now she gets it over to Addie Biscuit. Addison wheels and deals, moves in, and a shot on net, and that one is smothered by Nault as Biskin came in. Tried to maneuver past the D.
Penalty here.
Yep, I think you're right. 1:38 left to go, and Spartans are going to send one to the box right here. A slash call as Sloop came in. And so we've got a power play to finish out the game here for CFM.
Addie did a good job there driving to the net. You know, as she gets, you know, more and more comfortable with that, she'll get her head up and try to, you know, find a way to sneak that puck in. But, you know, great job moving her feet, getting the puck in the offensive zone there.
Superior off the draw in their own zone, able to come up with the puck. And it is Ranke who's got it right now. Ranke is going to go from her own zone and try to dive in underneath Ashley Sloop. But Sloop with a good job on the big-time score to keep her pushed to wide out as she came in, pushed away from the net.
Yeah, being a man up here, too, you want to find a way to make sure that you're controlling the puck here with the last minute here in the game and not giving Superior an opportunity to get that 10th goal on the board here.
Yep, Lysis dumps this one in. We're down to a minute left to go in the game. Superior on the breakout. That one disrupted by Ashley Sloop, but they still have it. And, oh, it's 10-0. What a sniper's goal right there by Ranke as she came in. Looked like she faked left and then...
Yeah,
shot between, one hard.
Yeah, I think she shot there between Sloop's legs and kind of used the defenseman as a screen on Cassie. So and
that's a scorer's goal right there. 16:09. The assist is going to go to Listig. And Ranke with a goal here tonight at 16:09 to make it 10-1. For Sparty here with down to 43 seconds left to go in the game. Back in the CFM zone. In the corner is Biskin. Curls away from the pressure. Biskin looks up the ice, trying to hit a teammate coming out of their own zone. In the corner is Ella Husum. Husum knocked down in the traffic down there with 20 seconds left to go. A whistle will stop play as the puck was covered up here. And with running time, this might do it for the game. 10-1 is the score right now as we're down under 5 seconds left to play. Superior gets it back for the D. Oh, one final shot right there.
Good save,
from
Cassie.
Gabby Olson, and a nice save for Hare, who is just, I mean, she was under siege all night. And that's a good way to end it, I think, for... Cassandra, the way she really stood up to a lot of pressure here.
Oh, yeah. I think no doubt Cassie did everything that you could ask out of her for the game. And, you know, seeing 57 shots in your first, you know, opening game of the season, you know, that's tough for any goalie, especially with the talent that Superior has. But, you know, Cassie, you know, right away was the main reason CFM was in the game right away. And as CFM grows throughout the season, you know, hopefully they find a way to capitalize on some of their opportunities. Once they get Steinmetz back, hopefully they're able to find a way to, you know, just start to gel and understand, you know, who's going to be those girls that you kind of lean on in close situations. Because conference games, sectional games, they're going to be a lot closer than this. Superior, I don't think anybody is going to deny that they're probably the top team in the state right now. So that being your opening game, especially with some nice players that they have on their team, you know, that's, you know, not surprised at the outcome. Was hoping that they were going to be able to keep it a little bit closer and get some more chances. But hats off to Superior. They're a deep team.
Yeah, and as a coach, now you got to go back in and convince your players that you're not as bad at as you looked at the scoreboard, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, last year we lost 5-1 to Superior when we went up there. Definitely, you know, going into the season was really not how we wanted to start the year. We really had high expectations for the team that we were going to be last year. So I think last year losing, you know, 5-1 was a little bit more of a tougher pill to swallow than I think, you know, this team coming in and understanding it's, things look a lot different, and how can we build on some of the good things that we did and also learn from the things that we didn't do so well tonight, and move forward onto a fusion team that's going to be a tough team too.
Yeah, it's a long season, so you gotta come back in a few days and do it all over again.
It's November, it's before Thanksgiving. I can't remember the last time when I was sitting there in February really thinking like, you know, I really wish we won that first game in the season.
True.
It's a long season. It's the longest high school season that the kids have. And so finding a way to just, you know, put this one behind them, you know, find a way to keep improving and just, you know, don't sweat it, but don't let it build either. You can't let this continue to be a habit and continue to be something that's a regular thing that happens for the program. Otherwise, you start going the opposite way. But I don't think Coach, knowing just her background, she's not going to let that happen too much. And, you know, they'll watch the film and they'll figure out what needs to be better and how they can adjust things to try to get some of the playmakers for CFM, get the puck on their stick a little bit more moving forward, so that you can have some opportunities to capitalize on those chances that you get.
Yeah. All right, we'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap coming up here shortly on the post-game show. We'll catch up with head coach Caitlin Dougherty as she comes up to the booth and talks about this one, a tough one here in her her debut as head coach, 10-1, pardon me. But still, some learning lessons here in a long, long season ahead. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local experts in home and business restoration from floods, fires, and mold, plus carpet and air duct cleaning. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. All right, we'll take a break, come back here, and have our post-game show as we continue. 10-1, the Sabres absorb the loss here tonight in their season opener. And we shall return on WOGO. Stay tuned.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, tough way to open up the season here for CFM. They lose 10-1, and you know, Coach and I were talking about how it kind of drifted away in the third period. It was 1-0 after one. We're still in the game, even though we were outshot severely after one. And then they opened up with four goals. We scored one at the end of the second, and it was 5-1. And then they had five that just kind of rolled through that, and you didn't realize they scored five goals in the third period, and it just created a huge crater here, and it was 10-1 at the end of the game.
Yeah, and ultimately you could kind of tell once those shots started coming from Superior there partway through the first period that, you know, CFM was really going to have to play outstanding in the D zone and just capitalize on a couple of their opportunities if it was going to be close. And, you know, with a young defensive group and young team that's trying to learn how to win as a team with this structure, you know, with Coach Kate taking over, there's going to be a lot of learning pains as they move forward, and growing pains as they move forward over the next couple games. But, you know, there's still plenty of veterans on this team that's had a lot of playing time. You know, Ashley Sloop was an honorable mention defenseman last year. So was Addie Biskin as a forward.
Yep.
You have, Paige coming back. She should probably be around that first-team all-conference type player. And once you kind of get those pieces back in and, around and comfortable with the new structure and how things are going to go, hopefully things start to look a little bit better. And everybody starts understanding their role, because it changes every year in high school hockey, and that's the one thing that you got to try to learn early in a season in order to be productive at the end of the season, is what's my role on the team, how can I help the team, and what do I got to do for us to be successful. And some of these girls are learning that, and some of them are having to take on a bigger role than they've been used to.
All right. Well, Coach is up in the booth here, and not the way you had drawn it up for your debut game here, but still, at times the girls had some chances, and I think they grew a little bit tonight. What are your thoughts about the loss here in the season opener?
Yeah, I think we just want to first and foremost use it as a learning opportunity. It was a very tough opponent, and we knew that going in, that it was a team that's going to be one of the toughest ones we face. So coming out of it, the biggest positive is the character and the work ethic. We kept grinding and trying to get shots, and we talked about little things in between periods and set goals for ourselves, and the girls worked really hard to try to achieve those goals. So going to use it as a learning experience and hopefully grow from it.
Yeah, and did you feel like the girls still were – they had their heads in the game in the third period, even though they were down? You could just feel like, well, I'm done for the night, but did they stay in the game mentally in the third period?
Yeah. And we did a good job of that. I think we set after the second period some goals, like realistic goals as a team of here's what we want to get out of this period. And we didn't hit all of the goals, but we did hit some of them. Superior, they did not take their foot off the pedal at all, and they chose to keep coming with the top lines and top units, and we had to kind of go against that. And the girls, like, they stood up to the challenge. I mean, we were killing penalties still against that top unit and doing the best that we could, and again, a lot to learn from it and grow from.
Yeah, and you could tell your girls were pretty gassed at the end of the period.
Yep.
I mean, if they were going to score, really put the pressure on, they had to be at the beginning of the period, because the bench was pretty thin here tonight.
Yes. Yeah, I definitely think the conditioning and the legs, that's going to play a factor, and especially when you're playing against a team that has a few players with that much speed, where they were going up and down the ice.
This is a good team.
Yeah, and we were going the full 200 feet a lot, so that's going to be exhausting.
Yeah. Well, you got a little time here between games and something to work on, and I'm sure this team is going to improve as we go through the season. So.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're looking forward to the next game and just, again, growing from this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming up, Coach.
Of course.
And we'll see you here in a few weeks for the next game.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Caitlin Dougherty here tonight as CFM loses this one 10-1. And Superior goes 2-0 on the year. And the Sabres get the loss here tonight on their home ice with their next game on Tuesday against St. Croix over at Baldwin Rink. All right, time for Holly Bovey's Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, not too many stats in the book for CFM. It's been all Superior here tonight. They scored one in the first period, then four more in the second. We did get a goal near the end of the second, 14-18, time of the goal for Kinley Lau. And she just picked up the loose change there by Nault, who was on the left side. For some reason, popped out along the post on the left side. And Kinley Law, right time, right place, picked it up. And an unassisted goal at 14:18 of the second period. That made it 5-1 at that point. And you felt like, okay, we get another goal or two here, we're right back in the game. But then Superior came out and scored five goals, just kind of turned us aside and said, no, this game is ours, in the third period, and won it 10-1. So that's about it for the highlight. The one highlight of the night was that Kinley Lau goal in the second period, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that, like I said, I really do think Cassie played, above what I, you know, where she needed to be. She saw a lot of second, third opportunities in front. You know, she was always typically making that first save outside of a couple really nice looks by, you know, some really outstanding players. But in order for CFM to be in games down the road, they're really, you know, Cassie's going to have to be that backbone, along with the other two, upperclassmen defensemen. And then as the forwards kind of start, you know, working into their places and understanding their roles, it's going to take a couple games. But as long as Cassie can continue to build off of, you know, that was a phenomenal first period that she had.
Yeah, she really made some acrobatic saves here tonight.
And one of the better periods I've seen her play in her career so far. And, you know, in order for this team to be in those games while they're, learning and growing as a team, you know, that's where a senior goaltender can really make and break a season. And I think she's going to help make the season a lot more than she's going to break the season for the Sabres this year.
Yeah, and you know these young ladies, you feel like, they're not going to get weighted down by this loss, and they can rebound from this.
Yeah, you know, it's Superior. You know, like Coach Kate said, it's probably the top, if not one of the top teams in the state. And you can't just say that your season's going to be, you know, out the door just because of this one loss. You got 23 other regular season games ahead of you, and a lot of winnable games that they're going to have on the schedule this year. So as long as you can, you know, right the ship mentally off of a loss like this, you know, you should be just fine. It's where you let this loss kind of stick in the back of your mind and it festers a little bit, that can really slow a team down. But, you know, I think this group is very tough mentally. As Coach was talking about, they were battling all the way through the third period, and I think that's going to help them throughout the season.
All right, well, we'll see them again on the 1st of December. Greg Sloop is going to be up here in the booth with me as they face Northland Pines. Hopefully a brighter outlook for that
definitely
one.
Definitely should be.
Better finish for that one for us, and we'll have our first Chai boys hockey game coming up next Thursday, the 30th of November, as they host Hudson, powerful Hudson right here, and then we'll have Northland Pines back here the next night for CFM hockey. So, Coach, thanks for coming up.
It's been great to be with you. Good to see you. Definitely a different outlook on the game than I've had in many years.
Yeah,
so
up here in the booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Tony Menard, appreciate you being up here. Z-Man, Zach Wycheck, back at the WOGO studios. Thank you for a great job again tonight. And we'll be back with high school hockey next Thursday for Chi High Boys against Hudson at 6:40 for Cardinal Countdown. Final score again, it was Superior, the number two team in the state last year, state runner-up 10, and the CFM Sabres won. For Coach Tony Menard, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Have a great night, a terrific Thanksgiving, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
WOGO's coverage of the Sabres has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.